Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Arise and Shine Global Ministries. My name is Daryl Hikes and I will be your host for the next, 14 minutes and 41 seconds. So let's pray and get right into the program. I didn't realize I didn't set it for 30 minutes. Instead, I set it for 15 minutes. But you know what? 15 minutes is a whole lot better than 0 minutes, so I'll take it. Heavenly Father, thank you for another opportunity of being able to minister your word. I thank you as your word goes forth that it falls upon hearts that are ready to receive, and I thank you that it's all of you, none of me, and that as your word goes out, people get blessed from it. It's the power that's within the word that causes the manifestation of the blessing in people's lives. And first and foremost, the most important thing is for a person to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of their life. That's the most, or Savior and Lord, because he saves you, then you have to make him the Lord. You have to ask him to be Lord. So that's the most important thing. So we're just going to keep it simple. We're going to get in the Word. You've instructed me to use one scripture, so I'm going to use one scripture. And if we talk about other scriptures, I understand. But otherwise, here we go. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today is, it's a simple Sunday, but at the same time, this is what I will call the simple life, because there are so many complexities in life that we deal with on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis, a yearly basis, and some things have been going on for 5 years, 10 years, and it's just a little small adjustment, something simple that can make the difference in getting into a situation, a good situation, because all situations are bad, but getting into a good situation, something simple, or staying in a bad situation, something simple that you just continuously keep, that we continuously keep doing. And the reason I say we is because I deal with issues and challenges and all types of things also, so I am not going to make it out like I'm something special or, I am peculiar, and I'm a child of God, and he's anointed me to do some things, but I'm in this human body just like everybody else, and so I have things that I have to deal with also. So right now I'm going to deal with getting into the Word. How about that, since that's what I'm supposed to be doing. Now, simple, let's go ahead and just, this is just one definition of simple. It means single. It also means consisting of one thing. There's a minister who I love his ministry. He made a statement. He said, the singleness of purpose is to meet the needs of the people. And there are six categories that affect every human being that are undeniable, unquestionable. You cannot get away from it. Spiritually, soulishly, physically, financially, relationally, and socially. Spiritually, where are you with God? Where are you in your relationship as it relates to you being a spiritual being? Because we can prove that you're a spiritual being. All you got to do is die. And your spirit and soul come out of your physical body. That body goes back to the dust, the ground, and so you are a spiritual being. You have a soul. That's where your mind, your will, your emotions, attitude, mannerisms, way of thinking, ideology, all those things reside in that realm. Then you live in a physical body. It's just like an airplane. You have the body of the plane. Then you have the control panel, and then you have the pilot. So the pilot will represent the spirit. The control panel will represent the soul, and then the body of the airplane represents the physical body. Then you have finances. Everybody on this planet is affected by finances in one way or another. Have too much, you got to deal with that. Don't have enough, you got to deal with that. Then you have your relationships, relatives, your bloodline, your family members. Everybody's at some point, they're born into some type of family, whether it's biological or street. Whatever it may be, you're born into a family, and then you deal with what's called your social life, which is everything outside of your relatives, relationships, your family, and everything like that. So We need to simplify our life in these six areas. Just make it simple. It's very simple. You know, life can be simple. So now there are two trains of thought when it comes to the word simple. One is the ability to do complex things, in my case, in my sleep. Like there are some things that I don't have, it's not even a second thought. Like the singleness of my purpose is to encourage. That's just what I do. I look at the good side of life. I look at the positive side. I look at how, you know, God can help you, how it's not too late. It's not, no matter what, even in death, you know, with the death of my mother here recently, well, not recently, but several months ago, that the fact, okay, she left this planet, she went to heaven. So I looked at that side of it. I didn't look at the side of it where, oh, I miss her, which I do. I physically miss her. But at the same time, I look at the side of it that benefits everybody involved in a good way. You know, she graduated to heaven. That's a pretty good graduation gift. So to do complex things literally in my sleep without even having to think about it. And number two, there's the simple in the aspect of I just don't get it. I mean, it's simple. If we have video of the person doing this, that should just about size it up. But then people want to come along and make it complex, and you know, and it's like, wait a minute. We see what happened. We can prove it. We have the facts. We have the truth. It's simple. But then people try to make things complex, and a lot of the time the complexity comes from the evil in this world. I'll just say that. That's the best way to put it. Because there are things that are so simple. It's a simple process. You know, if the speed limit is 65 and you are driving 66, you have exceeded the speed limit and there's a penalty. So then when people get pulled, now there are circumstances. I get it. I understand. But at the end of the day, it's still simple. You broke the law. We can't get around that part of it. But then we start, you know, now there's the letter of the law, then there's the heart of the law. I do understand that. But we first have to start out with the simple, admitting I broke the law. Now we can talk about, well, what happened? Well, I was trying to speed to the hospital because my dad was having some complications, and you know, I'm not talking about my dad, but, you know, my dad was having some complications, so I was just trying to get to the hospital. You know, oh, okay, well, I tell you what, how about we give you a police escort so you can get there? You know, now you see, we started with the simple, you broke the law, now we can talk. So there are two trains of thought. There's the do complex things in your sleep, and then, you know, I just don't get it. We're making simple stuff complex when just keep it simple. And I'm not going to say keep it simple stupid, because people aren't stupid. I don't, that's something that I just don't agree with. People, you know, there's dignity, there's honor, you know, you give people the respect that is due them, whether you like them or not. Just like I respect the office of the presidency of the United States, regardless of who's in the office. I don't have to agree with everything that somebody does to respect the office. And I've noticed that there's so much disrespect for the office of the presidency of the United States to where we're now looking at the people. And people have flaws. They have issues and challenges, and they make mistakes. But we just want to point out all the things that's wrong. Why don't we start pointing out all the good, the things that are right, and focus on that and build on that? Because building on a wrong foundation, you're going to get wrong living, you're going to get wrong ideas, it's going to be a mess. So, but that's not what we're talking about today. We're going to talk about keeping it simple. Now, here's the question. I got about 5 minutes left, so my foundational scripture, as they say in the Baptist church, would be John chapter 4, and we would look at verse 18 with the woman at the well, because Jesus simplified her life. That woman had been married 5 times, and she was living with a man. She was shacking up, and Jesus came along, and he said, you know what, because she was honest, he was able to simplify her life. And I believe her life would never be the same. Now, one thing while we're on that subject, I do want to bring up something. And please don't, this isn't meant to condemn anybody. This isn't meant to cast judgment. I've been married twice. I've been unmarried twice. And there's a term called divorce, you know, which if that's what you want to use, that's fine. I just say that I'm unmarried because I was married. Now I'm unmarried. Just like a shoe was tied up, now it's untied. A bed was made, but now it's unmade. I was married, but now I'm unmarried because there are things that single people, they don't have the experience of being married. I have the experience of being married. So that's what differentiates me from being single versus being unmarried. Now, am I single? In a particular aspect, I am single, which means I do not have a partner or a spouse or anything like that. So I am single, but I'm also unmarried because I have the experience of having been married, and twice at that. Now, the woman at the well that was talking to Jesus, she had been married 5 times, and then she was shacking up. So that tells me that woman, her desire, her one true desire was to be married because she's not going to get married 5 times. And I understand in that day, you know, marriage to, you know, was a covering. It was also a source of income. It was a source of fulfillment. It was a source of, which today it is too, but it was more so back in those earlier times in history, to where to be unmarried was almost like a negative stigma. And so now, here's what I want to bring out. That woman, if she was married, let's just say she had children by each one with each one of those husbands. So now you have children. So now things are starting to get more complicated because this child, this is his dad, and then you got the this baby daddy. Now, I know that we have women today in our society that have children by multiple men. You know, sister, darling, God bless you. You know, my heart, I get it. You know, I was a part of it. You know, I had a blended family when I was married and so forth. But what I'm starting to see in society is that people get married and then they have somebody else's name, but they're no longer with that person, but then they're with somebody else. And so you got a lot of stuff going on, and God is just simply saying, let's just simplify things. If you're not married, if you no longer desire to be with that person, then just leave them alone. I mean, instead of going and getting into another relationship, but you never dealt with the complexity of the last relationship. And so God is asking people to just figure out, you know, who they are, what's going on, and let's make that happen. So, all right, that's a whole nother. But, you know, pray about the understanding of what was just said, the insight, how it applies to your life, might not apply to your life. And that's fine. That's fine. But my job is to encourage people to just simplify life. Now, there's one area that is very, very simple. And that deals with, if you were to die today, what would happen with your life? Where would you go? Where would you go? Okay, if you're not sure, repeat this after me. Heavenly Father, today I make a decision that I want to go to heaven when I leave this planet. Now, in order to do that, I choose today to exchange my wrongs for Jesus' rights. I believe he died for me. I believe he took care of all sin once and for all. So I ask him to come and not only be the Savior of my life, but to be Lord also. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Hey, love God, love people, have fun in the process, have a great Sunday.